which is what happens through the Accountability Board and what the ITE does for us. Some other points of the National Assurance Framework are requirements for us just to set out how we do things to be clear and transparent to people. And some points of it just set out a very basic level of governance that government would expect and that anyone really running a board would expect, like declarations of interest and so on. We do have autonomy in deciding our governance structures as long as they meet the minimum requirements and we publish what they are. So the local assurance framework is the local document that sits alongside the national assurance framework. It was started off just covering the local growth fund, but now it does cover everything, all activities that the LEP does. It's a reference document. We use it a lot in the secretariat, and I know that other people out there, our partner organisations, delivery organisations, use it a lot. It pulls together all the different legal policy documents into one reference document. It's a local document, so it can be changed. It's not set in stone. The policies there are to ensure that everyone understands what's required of them and to provide protection. If you were listening to the news yesterday, there was an item about Baroness Scotland and some things that have been happening there. So if you stay in line with the policies, then you won't be the lead item on the Today programme, you hope. So government asked the accountable body of each LEP, which in our case is Essex County Council, to do assessment of a LEP's local assurance framework, and that's to ensure that it complies with the national assurance framework and for confirmation that the processes, the decisions and the behaviours of the LEP adhere to the local assurance framework. The Section 151 officer at Essex has to submit their assessment of that by the end of February. But if anything comes to their attention throughout the year, then they are obliged to contact government and let them know if there's been any misbehaviour. So the CELEP local assurance framework that I'm asking you to consider today. So this is a refreshed assurance framework from last year. The national assurance framework hasn't been updated this year for the first time in a few years, thank goodness. So the changes that we've got in this year's assurance framework have been driven locally. We've changed the structure to try and make it slightly more user-friendly. It isn't a beachside read. It's not going to be your first place to take onto the sun lounger, but we have tried to make it slightly more user-friendly. We've added a guide to governance, which, again, just trying to make the very complex governance situation that we have slightly more understandable to people. The changes in the content really been restricted to the changes that we've made as part of the LEP review, which I'm not going to go into any detail today because it has been discussed at a very great length and I don't think any of us want to go through that again. The changes to the local assurance framework will mean that it is fully compliant with the national assurance framework. There's been no changes to things like the prioritisation process, remains as it was. There's also been no change to the investment panel membership. It was agreed by this board that we wouldn't review investment panel membership as part of the LEP review driven governance changes, not to say that the board could reconsider that membership at a later date. And if the board does agree the assurance framework, it will be adopted formally on the registration of CELEP Limited, which will be on the 28th of February. It breaks down broadly into these sections. Who we are, so how we're structured, the roles of the different component parts of the wider partnership, how we work, principles of public life, the registers of interest. I think that's probably a really key bit for board members to understand their responsibilities and what they need to be doing. How we make decisions, who can decide what and when. That's the key point around investment panel. And how we manage our programmes, which is pretty much what we've just been discussing in the previous item, how we ensure that the programme's run in a robust way that ensures value for money. I'm not going to go into the details, as I said. We've kept it as close to current operating procedures as possible, because again, it was an agreed principle of the board when we started the LEP review work that we would keep as close as possible to how we have been operating, as that seems to work. If any board members want to have any detailed discussions on any of the government stuff, I'm always there at the end of the phone. Amy's always there as well. If there's anything that you need help on, please do just give us a shout. I have a different slide. Okay, well, I was just going to tell you a little bit about the Nolan principles, but I seem to have lost that slide somewhere. There is going to be an induction process was, as I mentioned earlier, for all new members of the board. Lots of people around the board will be really aware of the Nolan principles, so I won't go into any depth now, but I guess that's a key point. If everyone around the board is abiding by those seven principles of public life, all our policies have been driven to apply with that. That's the key thing to keep doing, and you can't really go wrong if you balance, if you conduct yourself in that way. Would it help for us to take any questions on the assurance
So
framework
any
now?
questions or comments on the assurance framework? It's a sense fairly straightforward, George.
Just as a sort of pedantic matter of technical detail, this board does not have legal personality.
Correct.
The new board will have legal personality. This board cannot bind the new board. At best, we can recommend these terms of reference, but they have to be formally approved and adopted by the new board.
Thank you. That's, I guess that's right. Yep.
Yep.
How we miss Douglas, Jim.
Exactly.
Well, I thought I'd cheer you up.
Any other Douglas type comments?
No, George changed his name to Douglas.
No? Okay, so in that case, I would suggest rather than agree this, we'll recommend it to the board. That's okay. Thank
we
you.
We need to agree it at this point.
And also
we
recommend
need
it.
To have it.
Yes, you need to agree it now and then, but also to recommend it to all. Okay, thank
agreed
you.
Agreed.
Okay, so then there's also part of the review of the assurance framework.